Proverbs 8:12 says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. And you'll find a number of commentators just skip this last phrase without comment about finding out knowledge of witty inventions. And I'm not quite sure why they do that. So what does it mean when it says that wisdom will find out knowledge of witty inventions? Well, for starters, we know that Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes that seeking out many inventions is a general truth about mankind, as we read in Ecclesiastes 7:29, Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Now, inventions actually refers to counsel discovered either in God's Word or in the school of hard knocks or just through experimentation and experience. And whether I find this out for myself or I find out from others, it's new information to me at that point, at that time, and it's useful or it's witty. Now, your wits are basically your thinking and reasoning capability. If people think that you're not thinking and acting rationally, then they'll say that you do not have your wits about you. I'm sure most of you have heard that phrase. If you commonly demonstrate the inability to think and act rationally, you'll be called a nitwit. Nit for not having or for lacking wits. Nitwit. So witty inventions simply means sensible, logical, and reasonable, newly discovered or newly learned wise counsel. And the important thing is that you have the mind of the wise and prudent, that your search for witty inventions is a search for the wisdom to know God's will so that you can live according to His Word. Ephesians 5:15 through 17 says, See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. As you read the Bible and you try to learn God's Word, to learn His will, you are seeking out witty inventions. Not inventions in the sense of things just invented, but inventions meaning God's Word, for example. When God speaks His Word, it's not new to Him, but it's new to us. Now, there are people whose motivation for finding out witty inventions is pride. They just want to know things so that they can talk. And you know the old saying is, talk is cheap. Why? Because unless you can put it to use, it's just that, talk. Another old saying is, put up or shut up. Or in other words, no one wants to hear how wise you are if they see that you live like a fool. I once knew a guy who was always telling everybody what to do with their money and even giving stock tips and that sort of thing. But he was always broke, and no one wanted to hear his advice on how to handle money when he drove a broken-down old jalopy, and he wasn't even in the process of buying a home, and he had absolutely no cash flow. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and then demonstrate that you have the wisdom of God. But this comes full circle, because when you demonstrate God's wisdom in your life, and even when people come to you for counsel, the fact is they rarely listen and rarely follow whatever counsel you provide. It's a very aggravating situation, this life is. But we can only take care of ourselves. If we live in the wisdom of God's Word and we please God, even if no one else listens or follows, we will reap the benefits in this life and in the next. Galatians 6, 9 and 10 says, And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, seeking out witty inventions so that we can live it and share it with those who will listen.